Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Jacob, My Son, was written by Joseph Mindell.
When I left my father's house to go with Eliezer as Isaac's bride, my father kissed me and spoke these words.
Rebecca, my daughter, be thou the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and let thy seed possess the gate of those that hate them.
When we came to Beer Laharoi, in the land of the south, Isaac was waiting in a field at the eventide. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw me.
You are a rose between thorns.
I became his wife, and I loved him, and we lived in contentment together. But I was barren, and this was our sorrow. Isaac entreated the Lord, and God was good, and I conceived. I bore the pain gladly until it became more than flesh could bear, and I cried out, If it be so, wherefore do I live? And I was answered.
Rebecca, two nations are in thy womb, each owning a world of its own. The whole world will be too small for them to exist in it together peaceably. Then how should thy body contain them?
Then I was silent. My sons were born, and I watched them grow to manhood. And I was afraid, terribly afraid. And I loved them, my sons, Jacob. And Esau.
I'm hungry. Where is everyone? Mother!
I hear you, Esau. Not so loud.
I've never had such bad luck as today. Three times, I tell
Be
you,
more
I...
Softly, my
Three times I caught a deer, and each time... Shh. Am I a child to be hushed and quieted?
You're not calling to your men in the forest. This is a house.
Is someone sick that I must walk on my toes and talk in whispers?
Of course not. But Jacob is there. Don't you see him studying?
Oh, yes. Jacob has his nose in his books.
If you want to hunt, no one prevents you. Let him have his books.
His precious books. I bring you fresh meat. Deer, I've shot fish. What does he give you, Mother, that you're so concerned for him?
I am concerned for both my sons.
It must be something wonderful that you should love him more than me.
It's not true, Esau.
Everybody knows it's true. What does he give you?
Esau, do you think I love you because of the fresh meat you bring?
Let him have his books. You're welcome to your books. Don't you hear me, Jacob?
I hear you, Esau.
Your shoulders are getting round from bending over them.
Are they?
Let me give you some advice. As an older brother...
You're not my older brother.
Oh, you don't like that, do you? Still, it's true. We may be twins, but I was born first. You see, you can't deny it.
What do you want, Esau?
Oh, just to talk to you in brotherly fashion.
I'm busy now.
That's exactly what I want to talk about. You don't have to act so superior. You disapprove of me because I'm a hunter, not a scholar.
Shall I tell you of what I disapprove? Not that you're a hunter, but that last week when you caught nothing, you took the deer that Tima caught.
Why shouldn't I take it? I'm stronger than he.
And you're stronger than the boy you beat yesterday. Beat until his back was bloody.
He was slow in coming when I called him. I teach my servants to be prompt.
It's wrong, Esau. The way you live is wrong.
I suppose your books tell you the right way to live.
It's not the books. It is God's way.
Now I've had enough. I won't.
So, is it you?
It is I, Father.
I'm hungry, my son. Have you brought me the venison you promised?
It is almost ready, Father. Mother, please bring me my best cloak.
Never mind the clothing. Prepare the meat. Your father is waiting.
My father is a king in my eyes. Shall I serve him in anything but royal apparel? Please bring my cloak. You see, Jacob, it's to me that our father turns. To me, the firstborn.
Esau?
I brought you the food.
It is you. My eyes are not as they once were.
I'll leave it for you here.
Don't go, Esau. Stay. Talk with me.
As you wish, Father.
Ah, the venison is savory.
I'm happy that you like it.
There's so little that an old man like me can enjoy. When I was still able to hunt for myself, it was a long time ago.
It is not venison.
I know. I saw him prepare the meat.
You didn't say anything?
Jacob, neither did you.
Shall I humiliate my father by telling him that his son is deceiving him?
Your father is getting old.
I wasn't thinking of my father, but of my brother and why he hates me.
You mustn't say that. Esau doesn't hate you. He...
Mother, I'm sorry I've caused you pain.
I know you are a great hunter. But tell me, Esau, do you sometimes think of other things?
Other things? Why, only the other day I was thinking about the tithe, the portion that is due to God. Father, what is the tithe on straw and on salt?
I'm happy to know that you think about such things, but on just these two, salt and straw, there is no tithe.
Oh?
Sit closer, Esau. I'll explain it to you.
He knows it. We learned it at school when we were children.
Hush, Jacob, not so loud.
He knows there is no tithe on straw and salt. He's fooling my father again.
Jacob, maybe your father wants to be fooled.
I won't let him do it. I'll tell father that...
What will you tell Isaac? You see, you can't tell him anything.
Esau is doing an evil thing.
Yet he means no wrong.
Why do you defend him?
Must I remind you too, Jacob? Esau is also my son.
And he is my brother. Yet there is right and there is wrong.
Jacob, Jacob. Must I choose between my sons?
Satan must be following me. Not a deer, not even a rabbit, nothing. What's in the pot, Jacob?
Lentils?
By Satan, I'd sell my birthright for a dish of your lentils.
Esau! What are you saying?
Well, what do I care for a title, firstborn? I'm hungry. Is it a bargain, Jacob?
To be the firstborn of Isaac, son of Abraham, is a blessing. It's not something to be used in barter like cattle.
I don't want any sermons.
It would be wrong.
You have a noble character, Jacob. Jacob?
Take the lentils.
Wait a minute. I know. You just thought of the double share of the inheritance that goes with the birthright.
The blessing is worth more than all our father's fields and cattle.
Then you don't want them.
No.
It's a bargain.
Wait, Esau. Do you know what you're doing?
Don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. The spoon, Jacob. Now, Jacob... You can call yourself the firstborn. That pleases you, doesn't it?
It is not for myself alone that I am pleased.
I don't know what you're talking about, but between you and me, I think I have the best of the bargain.
Esau, when you were hungry, why didn't you just ask me for food?
Ask you? I know better than that.
Yet, if you had asked me, would I have refused?
Esau, do you know why I have called you to me again?
I am always happy to come when my father calls.
We must talk about your inheritance.
No.
Yes. I'm approaching my mother's age when she dies.
Oh, you still have many years to live, Father?
May it be so, but it is better to talk about it.
Without you, of what value are fields and cattle?
Esau, there is something more valuable than those.
Or gold and silver. What do they matter?
The blessing, my son. I mean, the blessing.
Oh.
I speak of the blessing that God gave Adam and Enoch and Noah and Shem, of the things he told Abraham and the promises he made to Abraham, my father, which he then bestowed upon me. And you say, oh.
I'm sorry, Father. I didn't mean to offend you.
This is your inheritance, which I will give you.
I am not worthy.
Esau, come closer to me. My eyes are weak. I cannot see you clearly.
I will be your eyes, Father.
Let me touch you. Your arms are strong, my son. Your chest is broad. Esau, what is in your heart?
I don't know what to say, Father.
Then don't speak. Go and prepare meat. Take care that it is done according to our ritual and law. Bring it to me, that I may bless him who is worthy of being blessed.
Why don't you look at me, Jacob? Is it because of the clothes I carry on my arm?
They are Esau's clothes.
They are the garments that have come down from the ancient days, through Abraham to your father, the cloak of the leader of the people.
They belong to the firstborn son, to Esau.
Jacob, three times I went to the chest where they lay and opened it and picked them up and then let them fall. They burned my fingers. Yet the fourth time I took them. Tell me I did wrong. Why don't you speak, Jacob?
Mother, what shall I say?
Today your father will bestow the blessing.
You don't have to tell me. Esau made no secret of it when he went off to hunt.
Don't be angry, my son. Did you sleep last night? I was awake. There was a question I couldn't put away.
Don't say it.
You will answer it. Then maybe I can sleep again. To whom does the blessing belong? Who shall wear the cloak of Abraham and lead the people in the way they should go?
We live by the law, and by the law the blessing is Esau's, the first son's.
Yes, that is what I thought. But the question was still there. For does the law of inheritance ensure that Esau's way is better than Jacob's way?
Put away the cloak, Mother.
But is not Esau my son, as you are my son? Why must I choose between you?
Mother!
Yes, I will. Put the cloak away.
Do it now, before Esau returns. Quickly, Mother!
You didn't remind me, but I remember what you said. You are both my sons. You and Esau. Yet there is right and there is wrong.
Leave me in peace.
How can I? There is no peace in me until we decide.
It is not for you, for us to decide.
No. The decision is for Isaac and the law of inheritance. Yet did not Isaac, the younger son, have the blessing from Abraham because there is a higher law? The law of morality?
Mother, you torment us both. There's nothing we can do.
When we do nothing, we still make a choice. And I will choose. Not for your sake, but for the sake of the generations to come. Now you must speak, Jacob.
You have said all the things that I had thought and was afraid to say.
Here is the cloak. Do with it what you think must be done.
How can I deceive my father?
Will it really be deception? Even in his tent, Isaac can smell the incense that Esau's wife burns to the idols she worships.
In time to come, men will know what I have done. They will not understand.
It may be. But those who look deeper will understand.
May God be with me.
I put Esau's garments upon Jacob, and I gave him goat skins for his arms and his neck, so that they would be hairy and rough like Esau's arms. And I prepared bread and savory meat,
And he took them and went to Isaac's tent. And I prayed that God would go with him.
Father.
Here am I. Who calls me?
Your son, Father.
I have two sons.
Esau.
Esau is your firstborn son.
What a strange way to say it. Or is my hearing growing dim like my sight? It doesn't matter.
I have brought you food as you asked.
So soon? How is it that you found it so quickly this time?
Because the Lord thy God sent me good speed.
I'm very pleased.
Are you, Father?
The name of the Lord is not often on Esau's lips.
Father.
Don't be afraid, my son. Give me your hand.
The meat is getting cold.
Then I'll eat it cold. First, let me touch you. Yes. Esau's rough, strong arms.
May God be with me.
The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
Eat, Father. Then I will leave so that you may rest.
Leave? Have you forgotten why you are here?
No. I have not forgotten.
And listen. Long ago, when I was a child, the Lord spoke to my father, Abraham, saying, in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed
as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
I did not think to hear the ancient promise from Esau's mouth. Come near, my son, and kiss me. I cannot see, but there is a smell as if the light of angels were around you.
It is the sacred clothing that I wear.
See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed.
Father, may I go now?
You are so eager to leave your father.
I am afraid.
Should Esau be afraid?
No.
Should he?
Not Esau.
Then stand before me. The blessing that God bestowed on Adam, on Abraham, and on me, I now give to you. God give thee of the dew of heaven and of the fat places of the earth. Be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be every one that blesseth thee.
See, I have brought you venison, Father. Eat, and then give me your blessing.
Who is it? I cannot see from here.
I am your son, Esau.
No!
The hunting was good. I brought you fresh meat.
What have I done? Esau, my son, I have already eaten.
I promised to bring you food, Father. Am I so late?
You are late. Too late. I have eaten and I have given the blessing.
Jacob has tricked me.
I didn't know. He brought me meat.
To me, he gave a dish of lentils and took my birthright. What must he have taken from you for the bread and meat he brought?
You sold your birthright?
That was the first time Jacob tricked me.
Did it mean so little to you? Your inheritance to be the leader of your people?
How was I to know?
Jacob knew. And he is blessed.
I am not learned nor wise. But you are Isaac, who saw the angels and was near to God. Shall I believe that you too are fools?
Esau!
Or is there something here that I, in my ignorance, do not understand?
Esau. Some things even the wisest cannot understand.
Father, it is not too late.
It is, my son.
What you gave, you can take back.
A blessing is bestowed.
Did you not save a blessing for me? Have you only one blessing? Am I not also your son? Oh, bless me, Father. Bless me, too.
Esau, the hunter, weeps.
I am my brother's servant, forsaken by my father, whom I love.
Esau, my poor Esau.
My father has two sons. And only one blessing.
I have made Jacob your lord. What then shall I do for you?
He is Jacob, and I am Esau. But I am your son, too.
Yes. Stand before me as Jacob did. Behold, of the fat places of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass that when thou shalt break loose, thou shalt shake his yoke from off thy neck.
I've packed the things you'll need and food for the journey.
I'm not afraid, Mother. I will not run away.
You must, Jacob. There's danger here.
Here? In my father's house.
Esau is very angry.
If God was with me in Isaac's tent, will he desert me now?
Don't presume to know God's purpose. Esau has said he will kill you.
If he tries, it may be that I will kill him.
Oh, Jacob, let me not lose both my sons in one day.
Mother, for your sake, not for mine, I will go.
My brother Laban will welcome you. It's only for a little while until Esau's anger cools.
I've known Esau's hate and anger all my life.
You'll come back. I know you will. Now hurry. Hurry, Jacob.
I've been asking myself a question.
There's no time.
Mother, Esau too was blessed. Behold, my father said to Esau, of the fat places of the earth shall be thy dwelling.
Esau will find you here.
And to me, Isaac said, God give thee of the fat places of the earth. Are they not the same blessing?
Go, in heaven's name, go.
You don't want me to ask, do you, Mother?
What good are doubts and questions now?
Because you know the blessings are not the same.
No, they are not the same.
God will give me of the fat places of the earth and of the dew of heaven if I live according to the ways of God, as he will give to all who live in his way.
What did you expect, Jacob, my son?
But Esau, he shall live by the sword, and yet the fat places of the earth shall be his dwelling. There are no conditions he must fulfill. You knew it, Mother.
I knew.
And if I should depart from God's ways, then Esau shall shake my yoke from his neck. And I will eat grass and live on the bare earth and be his servant.
Yes, Jacob. It is harder to live with love and justice and mercy.
Now it is time for me to go.
Wait. I may not see you again.
Mother, I have received one blessing. Have you another for me?
Jacob, my son, may the Lord of the world love you as your mother's heart rejoices in you. And may he bless you. So Jacob left me. And what befell him you know as well as I, for it has been written down. About me, Rebekah, there will be no great words written. Only that I had two sons, and they were two nations, and I loved them both, and in different ways lost them both. And also this, in the words that went with me to meet Isaac, I was the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and they were men, and the children of God.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Morris Morgenstern, philanthropist and prominent civic leader of New York City. Mr. Morgenstern.
We have just heard a dramatization of one of the great stories of mankind, the conflict of Jacob and Esau. It has had such a remarkable response in the hearts of man from time immemorial because it symbolizes the eternal struggle between good and evil, honesty and deceit, the man of the sword and the man of the book. It is significant that although Esau succeeds in deceiving even his sainted father by his hypocrisy and false righteousness, in the end, the blessing is given not to him, but to Jacob, the man of peace. Evil men triumph for a while, may their best in the limelight of success and power for the moment, but soon they betray their trust and sell their birthright for a mess of pottage. The story we have just heard also emphasizes the need for constant vigilance in the struggle against the forces of evil. For in depicting Isaac as a sainted man, the Bible does not pass lightly over his shortcoming. When Isaac's physical sight failed him, he was led to the path of righteousness by Rebekah's spiritual vision. This difference between sight and vision is a central part of democratic theory, which recognizes and indeed insists on the constant reexamination and reevaluation of principles and practices in the light of religious precepts. Men may pay homage to the ideals of democracy, freedom, and brotherhood by words and yet be guilty of violation of these ideals by deeds. To secure and strengthen democracy, each man must look within himself. The individual himself must assume the responsibility of expressing the conviction of his own conscience. Free people everywhere should heed the message implicit in this story, that man must have eternal vigilance.
Thank you, Mr. Morgenstern. Our eternal light drama today, Jacob, My Son, was written by Joseph Mindell and featured Donald Bucher as Jacob, Peter Capel as Isaac, William Lipton as Esau, and Anne Seymour as Rebecca. Bert Cowlin was the narrator. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Cadens. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King, and this is Mel Brand speaking. Free Time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.